You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1403.
And following your script, my cold caller said, well, do you have any other properties or any land you're interested in selling? And he said, actually, I do. I got 5 parcels of property here, and I'm willing to sell 2 of them. And I went and met with the guy, walked the property, and we literally signed the deal on the hood of his truck.
Incredible. Guys, really listen to what Matt said there. Because if you ask somebody if they would consider an offer on their property and they say no, then confirm that. Say, I completely understand. Do you have any other properties you would consider an offer on? Maybe even a piece of land. I am telling you, my company makes so much. The Rhino Tribe makes so much from just asking that extra question.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
This year is all about will, not want. What will you do? Let's get rid of the want. Let's get rid of I want to do a wholesale deal. I want to buy a rental property. I want to go full time as a real estate entrepreneur. And let's replace that with will. Because want is kind of hopeful, right? And that's great. And it gets you motivated, but it's not going to get the job done. Let's be honest. But what you will do when you commit to it, it sinks deeper into your subconscious. It starts figuring out paths that you need to take to be able to accomplish whatever your goal is. So I think this year, we really need to focus on what we put into our vocabulary, what we're using on a daily basis. It's not want anymore, Rhino Tribe. It's will. What will you do this year? And I think that leads perfectly into my guest on today's podcast. He's from Baltimore County, Maryland, and he decided years ago that he will be a real estate entrepreneur. He was a firefighter, and like so many of us, we go down the paths of thinking, you know what, maybe what we should be doing is doing flips, and maybe what we should be doing is adding rentals, or maybe what we should be doing is getting a real estate license and becoming a real estate agent. But if you really look at what the goal is, the goal of getting to the passive cash flow, those beautiful words of passive cash flow, it really comes down to building a machine that finds discounted properties. That's where it all starts. That is the seed of every successful real estate business, real estate journey, real estate path that we follow that's going to lead us down to the goals that we want, which is truly freedom. Freedom to do what we want, when we want, with who we want. And so without further ado, I want to bring on, because he's got an incredible story, and you guys are going to just be blown away by the perseverance, by the dedication, and by really just the breakdown of what it takes when you really, really will do what you say you're going to do. And with that, I want to bring on Matt Malcheski.
How's it going?
Did I get it right? Malcheski. There you go. Great Polish name. Welcome to the podcast, Matt. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Brent. How are you? Thanks for having me today.
I'm excited. I'm excited to tell your story. You know, we work with a lot of people that were either former police or former firefighters or former nurses or fire, you know, the real backbone of what makes all of our communities run. And I'm just so excited to share your story here because you became a firefighter in 2011 and have recently transitioned out just the last few months. And so I want to talk about that. But first, I want to talk about your first flip that you did, because I think it's an interesting story. And I think it'll give a great perspective on how to really look at some of the learning experiences that we go through a positive lens. So talk to me about your first flip. I know that you did a flip back in 2018. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So my uncle and my father owned a house together. My dad passed away in 2017. He had always wanted to be in real estate. So he was like a slow flipper, like 2 to 3 years, because he had to do everything himself. But we got this house from my uncle, great price, around $100,000 in a neighborhood where they were selling for $160,000 as shells. And day two of the reno, we started ripping out drywall and ran into a $30,000 termite issue. The house was on a slab, so there was no way to know without ripping out walls, which we weren't going to do before the purchase. And it extended our reno time by several months. We had to basically rebuild the back half of the house. And then the market shifted. There was a huge influx of crime in the better parts of Baltimore City. Baltimore City as a whole was known for high crime, but there's some better areas, and crime started to come into them, and people wanted to leave. So we went from a 310 sale price in our minds, an ARV of 310, to selling the property for 250. We had a reno budget of $80,000. We ended up spending about $120,000. And then, like I said, those extra few months, high holding costs on hard money. So we ended up losing about $25,000. But had we known what wholesaling was, we could have wholesaled the place for $160,000, made a quick $60,000, walked away. And this story would have started back in 2018 and ran consistently through now, when that scared us away for a few years, but definitely a huge learning experience.
Everybody listening right now, if you're just getting started as a real estate entrepreneur, a real estate investor, the first step is learn how to wholesale. If this is your first podcast that you're listening to, welcome, because we're about to change your life. I am telling you, because that's an $85,000 swing, Matt. That's an $85,000 swing, when you could have taken that contract that you had with your uncle and sold it to another investor that maybe they had a bigger cruise, you know, that were going to go in and fix this up and get it done. Maybe they were going to hold it for a longer period of time, and they had a longer kind of cycle for holding that property or getting the most profit out of that property. So they just had a different strategy. But I'm telling you right now, you build your wholesaling machine, everything else is so much easier, and there's no risk. The beautiful thing is, when you put a property under contract and it's between you and the property owner, as soon as that is agreed on and approved by both you and the seller, you have an asset that you can sell. That piece of paper is an asset that you can sell. And Matt's saying on his first flip, he could have sold that asset, which is the purchase agreement, for $60,000. And oh, by the way, Matt, what total combined income last year? And we'll break that down, because you're all over the place. You're absolutely incredible. You've got such a big motor. I mean, batteries come included with Matt, and I'll explain that in a second. But how much did you make last year?
Right around $350,000.
And what was the most that you made as a firefighter in a year?
About $80,000.
$80,000. Great. And by the way, in that $350,000 is the $80,000 that he made as a firefighter. But we'll break that all down in a second. But I'm telling you, this is the greatest business ever. This is the greatest opportunity ever, to be able to learn how to go out and find the best opportunities and the best discounted real estate deals in your marketplace. Is a skill that can be turned into a system and a process. And remember, process and skills, those are the dream makers. We can have all the dreams and all the goals and all the things that we want, but if we don't have systems and processes behind them, then the goals and the dreams don't come true. So systems and processes are the dream makers. Write it down. It is the dream makers. And the beautiful fact is, there are so many opportunities. 6 to 10% of the real estate market is in distress at all times. That's anywhere from 10 to 14 million properties of potential and opportunity every single year for us to go out there and find it. So learn how to wholesale, learn how to wholesale, learn how to wholesale. Matt, when did you start your real estate journey?
I got my real estate license in 2005. I was 19 years old, and I was sitting at a red light and saw a sign that said free real estate classes. So I went into this office and I signed up, and they weren't free. But that's what started it all.
Why? I mean, you just saw a sign. You're like, oh, real estate sounds good. I might as well just go to that.
Essentially, I was young and dumb, and I was like, I know a lot of people, and people in real estate make a lot of money. So all I got to do is have my license, and I'll make a bunch of money. Not the case. You actually have to work, which I found out several years later. But it's all been worth it. It's been a learning experience for sure, but I don't regret any of it. Definitely just learn from my mistakes every day.
But you love being an agent.
I do. I really do. I like helping people.
You love the sparkle in somebody's eye when they buy their house or when they walk into the right house. You love that.
Absolutely. It changes their life, and it also changes my life, because seeing other people happy is one of my favorite things. And when I have a part in making them happy, then it's even better.
I love it. But don't you feel like it's a better use of your time and effort and attention to just focus on building your wholesaling business?
I think as a primary, wholesaling is where my focus is now, but having different things to do keeps me moving. If I'm just doing one thing, I'm going to get bored. So I got to do several things. And wholesaling, realtor, flip, rentals, while they're all different, they all come back to this real estate world, and just they work together and allow me to still see different things, do different things, while having that same foundation.
Do you think that you can do both long term or all three? Because what Matt does, Rhino Tribe, is Matt flips some properties, he wholesales, and he's an agent. So he's really wearing three different hats. And I will always encourage everybody to just focus on one, and I hope it's wholesaling. But Matt is flying in the face of that advice because he loves it. And listen, you have to have self-awareness. You have to understand what you have. I mean, Matt, you obviously have some sort of real estate ADD that's, you know, keeps you excited about this business and keeps you, you know, always moving and shaking, you know, every single day doing different roles. But I highly suggest people just pick one. But if you know in your heart that you can handle all of them, then go bananas. You know what I mean? Have self-awareness. But do you think that long-term, Matt, you could be able to do all three? Are you fine with that?
I think long-term, I will be able to do all three, but not personally being in the business. I think I'll still have all three businesses, but I'll be out of them. So other people will be running them. I'll still be making money from them. But no, I mean, as I get older and want more time and want to travel more or whatever the case may be, like, yeah, having three jobs, even though I can do them all remotely, it's easier to do them while I'm here. So no, to answer your question, I don't think I personally can do all of them long term myself.
So how do you see that transition? Because you're right there on the cusp, right? You're at 350 in income this year. You're going to increase that. You're going to be probably 350 last year, 500 to 700 this year, maybe 1 million. But once you get to that 1 million point, then you got to start being a leader. You got to start bringing in really great talent. You're going to have to start developing all those people. How do you see this next year going? Well, in your mind, how do you see this? How do you see you developing each one of these companies?
The realtor business, I feel like that's more of a me thing. Most of my clientele is family and friends. I get about 30% of my business from the fire department. So they're all personal connections, and they typically come to me. I'm not doing a whole lot of pushing to find realtor business, but they pull me away from the other stuff, and I get to interact with people that I know and help them find that home. As far as wholesaling and flipping and all, I have a 20-year-old kid that I'm mentoring and teaching him about all three as well, but he's a go-getter. He's a hustler. And I think he's the guy that'll eventually be in place to run these businesses for me. His name's Gavin Cosgrove.
Shout out, Gavin. Matt's got big plans for you, buddy.
Yeah, we went over all of our goal setting a couple weeks ago. I got a 8-foot whiteboard here to my right, and we wrote everything out for him and for me. And figured out that it's more of like a 3 to 5 year plan to have him running things for me. But if it comes sooner, it comes sooner. I mean, sure. Obviously, we would both have to be comfortable with it, but I definitely think he's the right guy for the job.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, great. So you've already got some plans in place. You've whiteboarded it out. It's so important. I'll tell you what, it's so underrated too, to have a whiteboard right next to you and just put out your thoughts and break it down and get other people's, you know, perspective on it. It's so powerful. Everybody listening to this should have a whiteboard somewhere in your house, in your office, in your car. No, probably not your car, but somewhere wherever you're doing business, make sure that you get a whiteboard and whiteboard stuff out. It's really powerful and underrated. So that's phenomenal. Let's talk about your transition into wholesale, my favorite business. And the one that I would encourage, and I'm going to pour honey in your ear, Matt. I'm going to keep pushing you towards putting as much effort towards wholesaling as possible because it's the most profitable. It might not be the most emotionally rewarding, but it's going to definitely reward your bank account more than the other two, in my opinion, and in my experience. But your wholesaling business, when did that start?
About 6 months ago, maybe around June of 2023.
And how many deals have you done so far?
I've wholesaled 4 and I have 2 in one closing next week and one closing next month. And then I have just from this year so far in the last 9 days, I have now 5 appointments for this coming week to go meet with sellers.
What? How are you finding these deals? How are you finding these appointments? Give us your secrets.
I got he's local to me. His company's nationwide, but Pinpoint Skip Tracing, my buddy Faisal, he supplies lists for distressed properties and distressed sellers, and he also skip traces. And he finds data that I've even had sellers tell me, like, I hear about people getting these calls all the time. I've never got them. I don't know how you got my number. And I've heard that a couple times, and he'll get me 9 or 10 numbers per address. So it's been very, very efficient.
What kind of lists?
So the one that I use is called Motivated AF, which includes a lot of different things. I mean, it includes like 20-year plus owners, high equity. It could be foreclosure or pre-foreclosure. There's about 15 to 20 different subcategories that are under that one. But then you can choose them all individually as well if you want. But I choose that one because it's what's worked for me.
What's your monthly budget for that? What does it cost for the lists? What does it cost for skip tracing and getting the data?
I'm at about $3,500 a month for my 2 callers and my lists. So the callers, I provide them.
You know how much just the lists are and how much just the callers?
The lists are $800 a piece, and I have 2 lists, so $10,000, and I need I give $10,000 a month to each caller. So $800 a month, and then the callers are the difference. They're close to, what's that, like, I can't math right now. But they're about, it's like $400 a week for each one. I'm sorry, $400 a month for the 2 of them combined.
$400 a week?
$400 a week for each, for the 2 callers.
And how did you find your callers?
Actually, through Faisal as well. He recommended a company called Cold Callers for Real Estate, and they kind of throw you to the wolves to begin with, but you can listen to the calls. And then I handpicked my 2 callers, and they've done pretty well. I mean, not a ton of deals, but in 6 months, which most people you talk to, they say probably 3 to 6 months to start getting deals. And I've had 4 in those 6 months. So I think it's going well.
You're doing fantastic. I love this. I'm going to talk to Faisal. I'm going to see what he's got going on there. That's fantastic. I mean, listen, think about this, guys. You spend $3,500, and I know that might sound like a lot, but once you get rolling, it's a drop in the bucket, to be honest. You know, once you really start going and understanding that wholesaling at its core is a sales and marketing machine, it's a sales and marketing company essentially that finds the best opportunities. And what we do with it is up to us, which is exciting. We can assign them and have no risk and make profits from that. We can hold on to these deals and cherry pick the best ones we want to hold in our portfolio for wealth building, long-term wealth building, or we could flip for profits as well. So, but it all comes down to sourcing the best opportunity. And if you're spending $3,500, you want to, any kind of marketing that you're doing, you want to get at least a 4-to-1 return, right? You put a dollar in, you get $4 back. And it sounds like you're getting that plus, 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 Matt. So you're on the right track. You've got a great system there. And listen, you send in a list, you get people to call them, they send you leads of people that want to sell their property. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Like, this is just incredible. And then from there, it's your job to go and convert them. It's your job to do the pre-qualifying, the lead follow-up, and do the offer presentation. And remember, in any kind of real estate business, there's three parts. There's lead generation, there's conversion of those leads into a signed agreement, and then there's exit strategy. And in that conversion part, if you're just getting leads poured into your business, then you just pre-qualify them, do your lead follow-up, and do an offer presentation. You really, really, really master those three skills, and you're going to close a lot of deals and get a really, really great return on your marketing dollars. And it sounds like you've done that, Matt. And I think that just your experience as an agent, your experience flipping properties has given you the skills to be able to close those, because it sounds like you're closing them at a really, really nice clip. And you got 5 appointments and 4 deals and 2 deals pending. I mean, that's really outstanding results. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What's to your right? What is framed to the right of you?
It is my resignation letter from the fire department and my first check being full-time in real estate.
We're going to break down that first check. But before we do, that has to be hard, right, Matt? I mean, you've been serving your community as a firefighter for a long time. I mean, almost 10 years.
Over 10.
I mean, was that a difficult choice to make to resign from that position?
Originally, it was a 5-year plan starting about a year ago. And it was tough to even put a 5-year plan in place because I knew that I was going to do 30 years and then I was going to retire. And if you asked me 3 years ago, like if I got an ultimatum, choose real estate or the fire department, I can honestly say I would have chosen the fire department and I would be kicking myself. But things changed. I lost my love for it. It got very political. Everything was micromanaged, and doing all that under the basically control of someone else, where I was like, I don't need this. Like, I enjoyed it. I loved going to work. I wasn't there for the money. I'm just going to go do real estate because I know I love that. I've loved this for 18 years. Even though it's in different parts of real estate, but I've been doing it for 18 years and I've never lost love for it. I've gained love for it only.
Love it. Love it. And then how'd you find your first deal? And how much, well, we'll get into how much that check is that you framed there, but how did you, let's break that down. Let's get into the nitty gritty details. Number one is lead generation. What did you do? Was it a cold call from your callers?
It was a cold call from my callers. It was from that motivated list, motivated AF. The guy's owned the property for over 25 years, high equity. He owes no money on it. We called about his property. He said no. And following your script, my cold caller said, well, do you have any other properties or any land you're interested in selling? And he said, actually, I do. I got 5 parcels of property here, and I'm willing to sell 2 of them. And I went and met with the guy, walked the property, and we literally signed the deal on the hood of his truck.
Incredible. Guys, really listen to what Matt said there. Because if you ask somebody if they would consider an offer on their property and they say no, then confirm that. Say, I completely understand. Do you have any other properties you would consider an offer on? Maybe even a piece of land. I am telling you. My company makes so much. The Rhino Tribe makes so much from just asking that extra question, right? I mean, it's almost like a clickbaity thing that I should do ads and be like, oh, they tell you no. A no doesn't mean no. It could be the opening of a whole different opportunity, right? I mean, because it, truly, you can turn a no into a yes. And I guess that's the clickbaity part of it. Turn a no into a yes, right? But it truly is. I mean, if you ask that extra question, because they could have inherited a property, they could have a problem tenant or just have problem tenants. They could have a piece of land that they haven't thought about in forever. You know what I mean? You just never know. They might not want to sell the house that they live in. They love that house. They want to put that on the market at some point, but not yet. They still want to continue living there. They love it. There's a lot of emotions tied to it. There's a lot of memories tied to it. They don't want to sell that property right now yet. They don't want to sell that property yet, but they might have other ones. And that's how Matt got his first wholesale deal on a piece of land. So you walk the land, you signed it on the truck of his car. On the hood of his truck. And then it was just smooth sailing.
Not necessarily. We walked the property and it was bigger than what he thought. He thought he was given about 30 to 40 feet less of the property. I had the map pulled up. I showed him where the property line was according to the map. Obviously, it could have been wrong, but it happened to be correct. So he fought me on the price because he was giving away more than he thought. So I don't blame him for that. We went back and forth for a few times and we found a number that worked for both of us.
Awesome. And so how much did you lock it up for after the whole, how big is this lot and everything?
107.5.
And then how did you find a buyer for a vacant lot? A lot of people, you know, that's the challenge that they have in their mind, at least, is, well, there's a lot of people that want to buy houses. There's a lot of people that want to buy multifamily. There's a lot of people that want to buy condos and townhouses and all these other stuff. But land, there's not a huge pool of buyers for land. How did you find your buyer for that?
So my brokerage, where I'm a realtor, Vibe Realty here in Baltimore, we have about 80 agents. We have our own, basically like a Facebook. We have our own group. And we have one of our agents is also a builder. And I called him and he said, I'm actually considering that area for my family. If I like the property, I think I'm going to build a house there for us. And he went out, he looked at it, he liked it. It's perfect for his kids. The schools are great. And he's like, I want to buy it. Like, I want to build a house here and I want me and my family to live here.
Awesome. That's it. It's just getting loud about the deals that you have. You never know. You never know who's going to buy them. But if you know that you've got a great deal, somebody's going to buy it. Somebody's going to buy it. That's awesome. And so you got it for 107.5. What'd you sell it for?
117.5.
And you made how much?
$10,000.
Come on. I love it. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. And what the Rhino Tribe and the audience here doesn't know is this is the second time we're doing this podcast. So I kind of already knew a lot of the answers to the questions, but when we had some technical difficulties, but just to break down, your $350,000 income last year, $80,000 of that was from the fire department, $125,000 was from your being a realtor, and $145,000 was from flips and wholesale. So guys, Matt's doing it all in Baltimore. He's doing it all in his community. And if you want to reach out to him and connect, or if you're just whatever, if you're a firefighter, you connect on some level, you just like his story. Matt, how can people get a hold of you?
Probably Facebook or Instagram are the easiest. My Facebook's just my name, Matthew Malcheski. And then Instagram is Matt Sells Homes, Matt_sells_homes, I think. But that's probably the best way to get a hold of me. Or you can email me, matt@brgmaryland.com. Maryland spelled out. And B as in, it's my dogs and cats initials, Bubba, Ralphie, and Gladys. And we donate a little bit of every check we make to a local animal shelter starting this year. So they're all rescues, and we're going to give back to the community in that aspect because they've definitely changed our lives. Not having kids, having the two dogs and the cat's been awesome.
Awesome. Put on your mentor hat for a second. Put on your coaching hat for a second. Speak to the audience. Anybody out there that is working towards their first deal, what advice would you give them?
One, you got to be willing to work. Just bust your ass from sun up to sundown. But outside of that, you need to connect with people that are doing what you want to do. and they're successful at it. So if you want to wholesale, find wholesalers that are highly successful. Take them out to lunch, take them out to coffee, whatever the case may be. Call them, send them a message, whatever you got to do, connect with these people. It's best if you can provide them with something, some type of help. You can go take pictures for them. You can do whatever you got to do to get in their inner circle, but learn from the people that are already successful in what you want to do.
I love it. Matt, thank you so much for being here. And guys, reach out to Matt. He's absolutely incredible, a true go-giver, incredible. And Matt, listen, I want 500. I want at least 500 this year, probably 700,000 this year. That's what I want from you, all right? Just coaching you up here, and it's going to come from mostly wholesale. I mean, you can get your heart and your soul fulfilled by helping people buy and sell houses. That's great. I'm going to really put a fire behind you. I'm going to put some wind behind your sails and your wholesaling business to get this thing up and going, all right? Because you've got you've got incredible experience, incredible skills, and you've got the momentum. So let's really push it this year. All right?
Absolutely. And having you and the whole Rhino tribe's definitely going to help with that. I mean, literally having your cell phone and texting you and talking to you. Like I said, you even helped me run numbers on that land deal. So a huge, huge help, huge push. Yeah. And like I just said, surround yourself with people that are already doing it successfully, and that's you and everyone else in the tribe. So excited. And yeah, I'm going to push to do more than what you want me to.
Good. Good. I love it. Awesome. And that's it, guys. That wraps up our conversation with Matt out of Baltimore. Absolutely incredible firefighter to 350,000 last year and growing. He's got 5 appointments this week. It's got 5 appointments. It's going to be bananas. You better close all those. That's awesome. And if this is your year, if this is the year that you're like, you know what, I'm going to learn this wholesaling, I'm going to learn from the absolute best, and I'm going to be surrounded by the best people that are actually closing deals, go to wholesalinginc.com and find out what the Rhino Tribe is all about. Nobody does more deals than the Rhino Tribe. It's not even close. It's not even close. Not only that, we calculated it. It was 2,150 hours of support calls in 2023, and we're not slowing down. We're talking about virtual wholesaling. We're talking about creative finance. We're talking about building a real wholesaling business, getting your first deal. Whatever it is, you can find it here. Go to wholesalinginc.com and join the most proactive, successful group in real estate investing that's ever been around. That's it. My name is Brent Daniels, Mr. TTP, Mr. Talk to People, and I will close this out, as I always do, encouraging you to go out there and talk to people. I love you. I'll see you next episode.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.